Alright, hello chaps, it's Mark from English on Command, and today we're going to read the plot summary of the whole book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Obviously, we can't read the whole book, every single chapter here on the podcast, it will be a bit too long, so I'm going to tell you the plot, the general plot of the book, and if you get interested, I highly encourage you to go out there to get a book and read it yourself. Or you can go and watch a movie with the same name, obviously. So, let's go. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy begins with contractors arriving at Arthur Dent's house in order to demolish it to make way for a bypass. His friend, Ford Prefect, arrives while Arthur is lying in front of the bulldozers to stop them from demolishing it. He tries to explain to Arthur that he is actually from a planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse and that the Earth is about to be demolished. The Vogons, an alien race, intend to destroy Earth to make way for a hyperspace bypass. The two escape by hitching a lift on one of the Vogons' ships. Now this is, however, against Vogon regulations, and then the pair are discovered. They are tortured with a rendition of Vogon poetry, which is, well, the third worst in the known universe. And then they are thrown into space. They are, very improbably, however, picked up by the Heart of Gold. Heart of Gold is a ship powered by an infinite improbability drive. It has been stolen by Ford's semi-cousin, and also a president of the galaxy, Zaphod Beeblebrox. Zaphod, accompanied by Trillian and the clinically depressed robot Marvin, they are searching for the legendary planet of Magrathia. There, Arthur, after being separated from the rest of the group, is taken to the interior, to the inside of Magrathia, by Slarty Barthfast, a native of the planet. As the others, except Marvin, the robot, they are kidnapped. Slarty Barthfast explains to Arthur that the Earth is actually a supercomputer, commissioned and paid for by a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-demolition beings. Now, these creatures had earlier built a supercomputer named Deep Thought to calculate the answer to life, the universe, and everything. This computer, after 7.5 million years of calculating, had announced that the answer is in fact 42. Now, being unsatisfied with the answer, they set about finding the question, the right question to this answer. That's what the Deep Thought suggested. Now, Deep Thought itself designed another computer, the Earth, to calculate the right question. However, 10 million years later, and just 5 minutes before the completion of the program, well, the Earth is demolished by the Vogons. The manifestations of two of these beings, Frank and Benji Mouse, had arrived on Magrathia on the Heart of Gold, disguised as Trillian's pet mice. Now, Trillian, as I told you before, this name Trillian, it's a girl also from the planet. She was picked up by Zaphod Beeblebrox when he was just hanging out on the planet. So we'll come to that later. Moving on. The mice realized that Arthur, as a lost generation non-organic byproduct of the computer, has the question imprinted into his brain and offer to buy his brain from him. Arthur, obviously, disagrees, and a fight ensues. The mice are about to cut Arthur's head open when klaxons all over the planet create a diversion in which they escape. The galactic police had arrived on the planet to arrest Zaphod. The group is attacked by two members of the police, Shudi and Ben Ben, who abruptly die when their life support systems fail. Now, Marvin had explained his view of the universe to the mothership's computer, and it committed suicide. Now, I didn't tell you before, Marvin is very, very sad. He's very sad about his life. Very depressive. And also, he's in robot. taking their life support systems with it. All right. Then the group decides to go to the restaurant at the end of the universe for lunch. Now, this is sort of like a probably a second part of the book, or we can say a different chapter, a different part of this same book. We're going to read it next time. It's called The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. All right? Stay tuned. I'll see you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day, guys and girls. Bye-bye.